Chapter 4. Logan. She's been under my roof for 12 hours. 1 hour was spent trying to cook and eat a meal without accidentally brushing up against each other and without engaging in conversation. Mostly because she looked shocked and lost, and I had no words that would make it better. 2.5 hours were spent listening to her move around the tiny loft above me while I worked on a design for a tracking device and told myself no one should have that much power over my ability to concentrate. The other 8.5 hours, we slept. Or she did. I hope she did. I lay awake for more hours than I care to recall, listening for a telltale catch in her breathing that would tell me how deeply she must be hurting. She remained silent, and I remained mostly sleepless. Now, the morning light feels harsh against my eyes, and my brain feels incapable of even the most rudimentary exercise in logic. 12 hours into my role as her protector, and I'm sure of one thing. Moving Rachel into my little brick-and-mortar cottage wasn't one of my better ideas. The small stipend I receive as Jared's apprentice is enough to pay for a house of my own, with a bit left over for tech supplies and food. I have no idea how I'm going to make it stretch to cover Rachel's needs as well. However, considering the state of our relationship, money is the least of my current difficulties. I'm sitting on my patched leather couch when she climbs down from the loft, sunlight tangling in the red strands of her hair and shimmering like fire. Her face is pale and composed, at odds with the fierce glint in her eyes as she looks at everything but me. I should say something. Anything. No, not just anything. She had a rough day yesterday. She probably needs words of comfort and compassion. I should have invited Oliver to breakfast. She wanders through the living room, bypassing stacks of books and running her finger along my mantle, leaving a flurry of dust.